is this pasuk of Yisbuch Lloyd, up until that pasuk is talking about if a Jew is Makdish a Korban Bishas Isra Bamas, when they had the Mishkan already, so you know how to make a Bama, and the Jew also worshipped it, they grieved and they brought a Korban Bishas Isra Bamas. That's what this is Chayav Koras. Shere Onshin Oma, the pasuk says, Shenemrit says, the Apesachoy Moyed Lo Yevioi, so, and it says this, V'nichrusu is Chayav Koras. So Einu Shemanu, we hear the Issa, we hear the punishment. Azori Minan, how do we, where's the love? Where's the law that you're not allowed to bring a korban on the bama? This man isra abamas. This man we have the mishkan already. Talmud 11, the pasuk says, "Ten talor lasecha ukir abavim." Like abavim learns, "Omer abiloi." The omer abavim, omer abiloi. That komokim shnemer hishomer. Whenever a pasuk says the word of hishomer, also the pasuk says ten. Like here it says, "Ten talor lasecha." It means a law that do not bring this korban on the bama. So there's a, this is the azara. Or else the al, the pasuk says al, ainu ela b'loy to say. It means to say it's considered like a lav. This is the azara. So the psukim up to now we're talking about that somebody is makdish a korban bizman isra habamis, and also he brought it on the bama when he's not allowed to. So for that is chayiv kors. Then mikan viel, what are the rest of the psukim talking about? Mikan viel who medaber v'kodeshim shegdishon b'shat heter habamis. Let's say somebody was makdish a korban. Checked it on a bummer. But here, if you had the Mishkan up already, so now the bummer is a rasa. So now if somebody takes this carbon and brings it on the bummer, it's said mamish like he shefted it pachut outside of the asada. Well, today is yes, today we haven't had the bummers anymore. Today it's only in the mutton. Yeah, but once we had the Beis Hamikdash, that's it. Once we came to Yishkai and built the Beis Hamikdash, ain't le hetter bummers later. There's no more hetter for bummers. He has told me that the machloek is the old kedusha l'shaito. He holds this kitcha is bottle. If the kedusha was bottle, couldn't be the would be hetter bomus. It's a machloek. Right? Now it comes to kilu who's the vech of the yasodim. Ve'viim l'Hashem. Now the pasuk ve'viim l'Hashem. Instead, you're supposed to take this korban and bring it to the mishkan. Bring it to Hashem. That's mitzvah sefei or mitzvah lesefei. Now, how do we know there's a lav here that if you shecht it outside on the bama yichayiv? So we see with Dash in our pasuk, Loyizbuk Loydes Tzchayim comes to teach us that if you have this korban that you were makdishit this man heter abomis, and now the mishkan was put up that you're not allowed to use the bama, there's a law not to bring this korban on your bama. So we see we use this pasuk for bamais. So after you tell me this is a pasuk to tell me that if you were you make a shita in front of an avodah zarah that you chayit. So. Again, even here, Yochel Yeyonish Chorus, maybe for this source, the Yechayev Chorus, Talmud Leimano, Chukas Oilem Tiyo, Zeus Lehem, that Zeus Lehem, B'lei Acheres Lehem, when Yechayev Chorus only, when you are Makdishit B'Shas Yisra Bomis, and you are Makdishit B'Shas Yisra Bomis, then Yechayev Chorus. But in our case, for when you are Makdishit, you had a right to bring it on the Boma. Only later, the Mishkan was put up, that now you can't bring it, you're only over allowed, there's no Chayev Chorus. But our co-partner, Mr. Kasha, how could we use the pasuk we use Bukhloi to teach us that if you take a korban and shecht in front of Makulis, Yechayiv Nisa, even though it's not a derech, you're telling me anything that came to him, Yechayiv Nisa, this pasuk is used for something else. So Marin says we can make two drushes from here. Amarova, Kori Bey, Vula Yisbuchu, for Kori Bey, Vula Yoy. The pasuk says, Vula Yisbuchu. So as if we put two parts to it, as if we put it, v'lo yisbuchu, that's one lav, and then v'lo yoyt, so we can learn now two lavim from this pasuk. This pasuk is also teaching us that if you take a korban and you shecht it in front of any avodah zarah in the world, you'd be chayiv misa, even though it's not a derech over there, but since it's a derech came pnim, for that you're also chayiv misa. That's this pasuk. Now the Mishnah says, motza b'roshi mois. Let's say somebody finds on the head, the top of these stones of Makulius, you find money, you find clothing there. I care when you find your tent, you find a plate there. Harayel umatorim, let us take these home, and it's mutta. Rashi says, Shainim shall noy. That the Gemara says, it was not put there to beautify the Avodah Zarah. Because the halacha is, something only becomes also banor with one of three things. Either it's not Avodah Zarah itself, here this hat on top of the Makulius is not the Avodah Zarah. or else because with it you worship the Avodah Zarah. Here not. The way they worship it is by throwing stones, not by putting money there. The other way is if it's noise. You have something that beautifies the Avodah Zarah, like charms, jewelry for the Avodah Zarah, that also becomes also banor. Here these three things have neither, therefore the mutter banor. Mashenke in parchilia novim, clusters of grapes, v'yeterah shel shibolim, stalks made into crowns, v'yenas, or wine, shimonim, oil, v'siltas, flour, v'reos v'chol dov, v'shkiyotza, v'ykrom agabi mizbeach osa. Anything that's brought, agabi mizbeach, that's called a takruvoi, kain pnin, something like it was done in the Beis Hamikdash, and this takruvas, since they brought it to worship the Avodah Zarah, it becomes osa banor. The verse says, minan emili, how do we know this? Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yishia, Kosev Echroim, one pasuk says, V'tiru eshikutsayim, V'yeskuleyim, look at these misa, these disgusting Avodah Zarahs, eight sveven made from wooden stone, kest of the zor made from silver and gold, Ashuri mor, that's with the goyim, that these things are also by no. The Kosev Echroim, another pasuk says, Loisach moi kest of the zor v'alayim, do not take the silver and the gold that's on top of the Avodah Zarah. So this pasuk is mashma, it's only also silver and gold. And the first pasuk is mashma, even eight v'yevin is also. So it's a zero. Why in the second pasuk did it leave out eight v'yevin? Ha'ketza, imohem dum yidyaleim. What's with them has to be like just on top of them.
In other words, these two psukim is like this. Ma'aleim, just what the pasuk says. Loisach l'ketzu zov aleim. It means dobishel noyi. It's only also b'hano if it's something is on it. But it's beautifying the Avodah Zarah is also for Shemish Shenoi Mutta. Here in this pasuk it does not say Eitz V'Evin, meaning even though you have something on the Avodah Zarah itself, if it's not there to beautify the Avodah Zarah, it does not become also Bahano. Safi Moim, the pasuk before this says Imoim, even though something is with the Avodah Zarah, the same thing. Dovish Shenoi Yosef, if it's something that beautifies the Avodah Zarah, then it becomes also Bahano. But the shame is shenoy, it's not something that's beautiful in the Avodah Zarah Mutter. It does not become Asa Banor. Just because you put something down on top of the Avodah Zarah, next to the Avodah Zarah, it does not become Asa Banor. It's either one of two ways. Either because it's noy, it's beautiful in the Avodah Zarah, but also like we had before, the Yisoidus of Takruvos, if you're worshipping the Avodah Zarah with it. But if not, just the fact it's found there, it does not become Asa Banor. The other one says, how do you know this? Just the opposite. The pasuk of aleim is dumidimoyim. The first pasuk, ma'imoyim. Just like the first part, the first pasuk that says with it. It says eight tzviyevin. So komashimoyim. Anything that's with the Avodah Zarah, maybe anything you put next to the Avodah Zarah becomes also bano. So therefore, af aleim. When the second pasuk says aleim, also maybe kol shaleim. Maybe anything you find on top of the Avodah Zarah becomes also bano. Someone says that can be, because in Cain, if so, lo yemer aleim. Why do I have to have the second pasuk for aleim? I know it from the first pasuk imoyim. Like madach, something that's just next to the Avodah Zarah. You're telling me anything that's next to it becomes also banor, so pshita, what's on top of it becomes also banor. So it must be the drushes are the other way. That when it becomes also banor, even though it's next to or on it, it's only if it's there to beautify the Avodah Zarah. Then it becomes also banor like the Avodah Zarah itself. And then if the guy is in a bottle it later, yes, it goes off it. Yeah. Now the Gemara is in our Mishnah Mois. The Mishnah says you find money on top of the Makulius. So why is it Mutter Banor? Look who a Dover shall know you. It could be something to beautify the Avodah Zarah. Amadroya Bianai. The Kis Kosher for Tonalai Betzavaroi. Our Mishnah is talking about that it's in a wallet, just tied around his neck, so it does not beautify him. Therefore, it's Mutter Banor. Ksus clothing also dovish shanoi could also be something to beautify him. I'm the very abiyanai b'ksus mekafelos v'nechas le'aroishoi. Our Mishnah is talking about that it's a folded over cloth that's just there to put on top of him, not to make him look nice. Kli utensils also dovish shanohu. Amarapopo b'schifulei mashchilto aroishoi. We're talking about you have this cup, Rashi says, like a washing cup that you wash your hands with, that you put on top of his head. That's not there to beautify him, it's only you put down there. Therefore, the Mishnah says these things are mutter bano. Now, Omer Rav Asi bar Chiya, kol shulifnim mena kilkolim. By regular, avoid the Zorah, that there are mechitzes, there are walls around it. So anything type of food you find inside the mechitzes, afilo mayim melech, even just water or salt, are osur. It's osur bano, because most probably they worship the avoid the Zorah with it. Since you find that inside the curtains, they worship the Avodah Zarah with it. Yes, takruvus. put chutzla kukolim, if you find some food outside the mechitzas of the Avodah Zarah, outside the curtains, then dova shono yosef, it's there to beautify the Avodah Zarah, that's the we made before. Anything that's there to beautify the Avodah Zarah becomes also manor. But shayna shono, if it's not something to beautify it, then mutter. Then since it's outside the curtains, it was not brought to worship, it was not takruvus, and it's not something to beautify it, therefore it's mutter manor. But Rav Yosi bar Chanina, Naktin, and we hold, Ein Kilkolin, Loila Por, Loila Makulis, to these two types of Avodah Zarah, there's no difference whether it's inside the curtains or outside the curtains. In other words, Sarmar says Lamai, what do you mean to say? Ilam, if you want to tell Madafilu Pnim, even the food that's found inside the Mechitzas of Baal Por and Makulis, Kechutz Dami, it has the same halacha like other Avodah Zarah. Where you find the food outside. Fishori and its mutter, why should that be? Hashta Pure Meforim Kamei, like here by the Avodah Zarah poor, where the Mamish make there in front of the Avodah Zarah, they let their waste come out of the body in front of it. So if so, like they relieve themselves there before the Avodah Zarah, if so, for sure then, Mayim, or Melech Lemekrevinalei, shouldn't they for sure bring water and salt there, even though it's outside the Mechitzas? So Mor says, Ella rather meant to say like this, Filu chutz kifnin, here by Makulia Centaur, if you find salt or water even outside the Mechitzitz, it's also just like it would have been inside. Why? Dami v'yosam. The Rabbi Rashi said, since here they're not noy covered to this Avodah Zarah, so there's no inyan to have it inside, therefore even though it's found outside the Koloyim, still we say it was takruvus, just not so much but about the Mechias in front of the Baal Poro or Baal Makulius. Therefore, even the food that's found outside the Avodah Zarah is also Asa Banor. We say it was brought for Teras Takruvas, it was brought for Korban, like for the Avodah Zarah, therefore it remains Asa Banor. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, the Mishnah left Nun Aleph from the base. The second Mishnah. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Avodah Kechovim Shehoyu Lo Gino Oymerchas. Let's say the Avodah Zarah owned a garden or a bathhouse, a merchatz. So halacha is nenin mehem shloi b'toyva. A Jew is allowed to have enjoyment from this. There's no din hegdish by Avodah Zarah, even though the Avodah Zarah owns the merchatz, so what? But you're not worshipping the Avodah Zarah by going here, so it's mutter to use the bathhouse. But shloi b'toyva means you're not allowed to pay the kohenim, you can't give the kohenim enjoyment. But v'yein nenin mehem b'toyva. If you have to give them a yashikoyach, like thank the kohenim, the galochim, or pay them, then it's also for a Jew to have this, because you're not going to pay the kohenim, the galochim itself. What's going to be?
Can you say thank you?
That's a question. It's a machlokes. Some say thank you, and some say it's paying the money that's also. But just saying thank you, it's mutter. What's going to be shehoyu lagino? The hoyu shelo b'shalachayim. Let's say the avodah zarah. And a shutter, somebody else owns the bathhouse together. So there are two people. Then nene mehen ben b'toyva or ben shloi b'toyva. Then you're allowed to have enjoyment from the bathhouse, even though it means you have to pay them some money. Because again, this is to pay money. It's not an issue, right? So it's like the rabbanim do not help the galochim. But since here there are two people involved, it's not even to pay money to go in. Now, avodas kechavim shloi bekechavim asur miyad. If a guy owns an Avodah Zarah, it's also right away. As soon as the guy makes the Avodah Zarah, even before he worships it, it becomes also Bahanur. To show Yisrael, let's say if a Jew owns an Avodah Zarah, then Ein Asura Shetavit. Our Mishnah holds that by a Jew, the Avodah Zarah only becomes also when he worships it. But by a guy, it becomes also right away as soon as he makes it. Now, Omer Abayah, Baisav says this. What does the Mishnah mean, B'toyva and Shlei B'toyva? That you're allowed to use this bathhouse that belongs to the Avodah Zarah, Shalei B'toyva. So B'toyva means B'toyva Kremrim. And Shalei B'toyva means Shalei B'toyva's Kremrim. In other words, the Afuke Toyva Soif Deho Tishori. That if you're paying money to come into this bathhouse to the workmen there, that's okay. The workmen keep the money for themselves. They work there, they get paid, that's alright. It's only Yosef to give the money to the Galochim. If you give the money to the Galochim, they're going to use the money for the Avodah Zarah itself. So your money is going to be used to make the Avodah Zarah bigger, nicer, that's also. As long as the money does not go to the Galochim, then it's okay. Ika de Matan la Sefer. Some learned this heter on the Sefer. It says in the Sefer, for you, Shalom v'shalacherim. If this bathhouse belongs a partnership, half to the Avodah Zarah, and half to a private person. Then it says the Mishnah, Nenem Yem B'Teva, V'Shloi B'Teva. That you're allowed to enjoy this bathhouse, whether paying or not paying for it. So on this, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, B'Teva means B'Teva Sacherim. And Shloi B'Teva means Shloi B'Teva Sacherim. That on the safe reason, that B'Teva means B'Teva Sacherim, and Shloi B'Teva means B'Teva Sacherim. So it's like this. Man de Masti La Seifa, Kol Shukain HaReisha. That for sure on the Reisha, it's the same halakha. You know, for sure in the ratio, you're not allowed to pay payment to the Galochim. Mazach in the Sefer, when they're Shutfis, there's another partner. Still, he learns, you're not allowed to pay the money to the Galochim. So for sure in the ratio, where it only belongs to the Avodah Zarah, for sure you cannot pay the money to the Galochim. But a man in Mazach in ratio, ever learns this Chumra in the ratio, of the Sefer, but in the Sefer, Kivon Yikacherim Badol, since there's partnership, there's another person involved. I feel the betrayal. Chayim namishapidomi. That in the safe where you're allowed to pay money even for the galochim. So the two lishnis. What's the halacha? Are we makel in the safer when the bathhouse is owned both by the avodah zarah and by another partnership? Is it mutter even if you have to pay money to the galochim? That's the first lishna. And the second lishna is no. Even in such a case where there's partnership, still, it's also to pay money to the church like the Rabbi Dezora, but by giving them to the Galochim, because by giving them money, even though this partnership, but half of the money is going to be used for the Galochim, which is going to use it to beautify the base of Rabbi Dezora, therefore it's also. Yeah. Now, our Mishnah says, Avodis Kechavim, Shalodi Kechavim, Asur Miyad. So, Masnissim Man, who does our Mishnah go like? Rabbi Akivi. Our Mishnah goes according to the sheep of Rabbi Akiva, like we'll soon see. Goes according to Rabbi Akiva. The time you learn like this. The Pasuk says, Avoy Tavdun es kol amakoymois asher ovdu shom hagoyim. That he's supposed to destroy all the places that the goyim worship. So we dash in this Pasuk applies to the kelim shenishtam shubhem le'avodes kechovim. Hakosim adavim. It's talking about utensils, kelim shenishtamsu, that served the avodes zorah. They use these kelim to serve the avodah zarah with. So now, Yochla, I would have thought to say, awesome, let's say they made these utensils, but v'loi gomrim, they didn't finish making it yet, or else gomrim, they finished making them, v'loi yavim, they did not bring it. Let's say the shovel to clean the avodah zarah with, they did not bring it yet, or else yavim, they brought it, but v'loi nishtam shivim, they did not use it yet. Yochya Yasur maybe should be Yosebano. Talmudim, the Pasuk says no. Asher Ovdu Shom HaGoyim. That the Goyim worshipped and used these kelim, these utensils, to serve their Avodah Zarah. Then, therefore, the Rosebano. So the Pshat is Shein Asurim Achiyavdu. That the Tashmish Avodah Zarah is only also if the Goyim worship them. Bikanom, from here was learned out that Avodah Kechov Mishmel Bikechovim. That if a Goy has an Avodah Zarah, not only the Tashmishim, but even the Avodah Zarah itself, the idol itself, Eina Asura Achet Yovat. It only becomes Asa Bano if the Goyim worship it. For some say, this is Rabbi Shmuel Shita. There's not like our Mishnah, that even an Avodah Zarah of a Goy only becomes Asa when he worships it. Achet Yavdu. Of Ishal Yisrael. What about if a Jew owns an Avodah Zarah? Then Asura Miyad. Then it becomes also right away, as soon as the Jew owns it, whether he made it or whether he bought it, right away it becomes also by law. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. These are words of Rabbi Yishmael, not like our Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva says, no, chilaf advarim, change it around, just the opposite. Avoid this kechav mishlev kechavim, asur miyad. If a guy owns an avoid zoro or made it, as soon as he finished making it, it becomes also by law, even before he worships it. B'shal Yisrael, if a Jew holds an Avodah Zarah, Achetavoy. It only becomes also Bano once he worships it. That's the Machloikas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. And now Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Omama, what we just say, the Kalim Shinishtam Shubhem, the Avodah Kechav Makosim Medabam, that this Pasuk of Ave Tavdin is called Makoimois, is talking about Kalim that were used to serve the Avodah Zarah. That's called Tashmishi Avodah Zarah. Like they use the shovel there to clean up around them, the broom, what the Mishamish the Avodah Zarah with, is also Asa Bano. So first the question is that shot in this posik, Abay Tavin is called a Mekoymois. Ha Mekoymois Ksiv, it says places. Places means the ground. So we're not talking about utensils, we're talking about Mekoymois, places. So Mar says true, but the name of William Mekoymois. If the posik cannot really be talking about really places, meaning mountains or hills, why? The Lemis is saying, because they do not become Masabano. If the Goyim worship Mekoymois places, if they worship a mountain or a hill, the mountain does not become Masabano. The still we have before, the Pasuk says, Eloheihem al Hehorim, and Avoy de Zorah on top of the mountain. And the Diyuk is, for Lo Yehorim Eloheihem, and not if they worship the mountain itself. The mountain itself, which is Mechuba Lekakra, attached to the ground, there was no Tzfitas Yad Adam, the man did not make any Shinui, didn't change the mountain, does not become Asabano. So, therefore, this Pasuk, when it says, Abay Tabdin is called Mekoymois, it cannot really apply to a mountain to places, because places do not become Asabano. So what is the Pasuk talking about? So Mar says, if it's not talking about really Mekoymois, to Nuinya Lekalim, put the Pasuk,